Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you up until 2 here on a Friday. We are also, even with our new fancy FM frequency, still streaming on YouTube and Twitch with a new handle, 104.3 WQAM. For those who have not subscribed yet, you guys can do so there. You guys can watch us every single weekday live 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what are you saying, JFig? I can't say what.
So the whole thing yesterday and why we were having a hard time trying to say the new name was because we're not allowed to say point. So it's 104.3.
Sorry. 104.3.
I'm just giving you the message they gave
us. FM WQAM. Ignore the decimal point, everybody.
Ignore it.
Either way, I wasn't at the meeting. So,
but when you're doing, I get to it on bleed the dial, ignorance. It is point,
which is fine. I'm just letting you know,
right?
Since I was there,
I'm not here to quibble about how to say it. If they don't want me to say it, I won't say it.
I was
either
there
way
till I tried the pizza, and then I was out.
What pizza was it?
Anthony's with no sauce.
Oh man, you gotta have the sauce.
Do you know who else does that? Domino's.
They get Domino's. Cute with it.
You can't go cheap on the sauce.
Don't mess with Domino's, okay? I like Domino's.
Of course you do. Unpopular opinion, I prefer light sauce.
I like light sauce, too.
I would like sauce.
I like Domino's. Other, gal.
Listen, you two knuckleheads. Without sauce, it's cheesy bread.
What's wrong with that?
That's get a side of sauce and
that's
stop
an appetizer.
Complaining.
Cheese sticks.
Yep, that's right.
Cheesy bread.
Whatever.
Either I want a pizza. And
I just don't want to have heartburn later.
Let me tell you something.
True. Like he doesn't care about that.
I'm going to tell you, some of you pizza places, right, that put the cheese on and then the tomato sauce on top of the cheese, kick rocks.
Man. Anyway, you guys can catch us on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn app. You guys can catch us there as well. Let's get to our final round of headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Miami Marlins, blew a 4-run lead. Lost to the Braves, 8-6. They'll try and bounce back today with Edward Cabrera on the hill. Bryce Elder goes for Atlanta. You did have Grand Pauly go deep again, so he's going good. I like Grand Pauly. He hasn't hit the broadside of a barn this year, but he plays a mean third base. So I like that. And Wagamon, they're a little obsessed with him. I don't know. No disrespect, Waggy.
Here, at this point, to what this team has done to this point, can we be upset about anything that they do?
I can quibble. I have some quibbles.
I mean, I think where you thought they were going to be and where they are, like, you kind of got to tone it down.
Leroy, I come from a generation, and this is what got me in trouble with Christian Yelich, I understand. Your first baseman's got a bop, dude. I'm sorry. It's your first baseman, when we had the likes of Frank Thomas back in the day and Rafi Palmeiro and the greats, Mark McGwire. And Derek Lee and Mo Vaughn. And I mean, some of the greats who could bop from first base. Eric Wagamon giving me the pop of a utility second baseman. Ain't it, dude? I'm sorry. He seems like a nice man. I'm sure he is. I know he had a triple yesterday. That's great. But that's probably the first one of the last month that he's had. And I'm just kind of wondering what's the deal there.
All right,
look, who you guys are going to have a good team. I'm going to have some critiques. I'm sorry. It can't just be all roses and rainbows when it comes to the fish. You guys want to be talked about like a baseball team? Let's talk about it. What the hell's the guy doing out there all the time? I want to know. Because every time he's up there, I feel find somebody from the minors, dude. I don't know.
Put
Heriberto Hernandez. Every time he's in there, he seems like he hits bombs.
I mean, okay, there's your answer. But you can't complain without having a viable answer.
I just did.
I acknowledged it. You said, I don't know. Put anybody. That's how you started the conversation.
Wagamon.
You could be an excellent first baseman.
Thank you.
Got that first base vibe.
Play a little first base. Picked it a little bit over there.
Wagaman.
Woof. It's like you go up there. It's hopeless.
Really?
It's been bad, dude. It's been bad.
Is it bad because you deemed it bad, or is it bad because it's numbers bad and everything?
No, the numbers are bad.
Okay.
The numbers are bad.
Okay, because I know sometimes you get up in your feelings.
No, that's not fair.
And you feel a certain way about a player, and the numbers don't reflect that. So I'm just asking so we can make sure that you're not just putting your own personal feels in there.
Okay. He hit 155 for the month of July.
Okay, what's his overall batting average?
Oh, man. For the season, 234.
How many ding-dongs?
Six.
Yeah, if you're going to hit 234, I need you to be at least around 20 by now, right? Sound right?
I would, yeah. I mean, it's not even, you know, it's his on-base percentage is 280. It's gonna, not taking walks. Let's go.
Well, he's swinging. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what's going on there.
All right. I mean, you.
He didn't blow the game the other day. I'll give him this. Like, listen, it was Otto Lopez's fault the other day, but I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, Marlins and Braves back at it tonight. You guys can catch that out. Let's get you a training camp report, which is brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. The Dolphins in the midst of a joint practice today, and not been a lot of great reports out of this. So we apparently have some infighting. The Dolphins are fighting themselves.
What's new?
Omar Kelly tweets, the Dolphins defense is fighting the Dolphins defense. Punches thrown. We can only see that Jordan Brooks was involved. Who can't see who else?
I can tell you what happened. You got that guy. Don't come at me like that. That's your guy. Yep.
Omar also
likes to be called out.
Omar also tells you, anyone who tells you the Dolphins offense has looked good today is a flat out liar. It's been bad in all caps. Very bad.
I mean, it's really your first interaction with another team.
I want to know right? What happened while they're fighting each other.
So what I would say to everyone, just calm down.
People are on edge, dude. I told you.
I know. I understand that. But this is your first, like.
And I don't mean to mince words here. Okay. Because I'm not going to do it yet.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about it. Okay.
All right.
I think I'm deeming week one a don't lose.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm deeming it that.
You're ridiculous.
No, I don't think I am. I haven't done it yet. So you can't criticize me yet. I'm just telling you, I'm thinking about it. But it's going to either be Danny Dimes or old Crooked Pinky. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm thinking about making that a don't lose. We'll see. Still to be determined.
Can I just tell you, this is why we don't get along sometimes.
Come on, man. What do you mean?
Because you go too far.
You got that game, and then you have a bunch of division games. You need to get some money in the bank, dude.
All right. Relax. I mean, must win. They haven't even played a game yet.
Didn't call it that.
No, you're just throwing it out there to see.
I didn't call it a must win. I said I'm thinking about calling it a don't lose. Please.
Okay. Hold on. Time out. Same thing. No.
Nope.
I got this, Jennifer. We've had this conversation before, and I almost cussed on the radio then. So I'm going to give you a chance to explain this so that our new listeners can understand what in the hell are you talking about.
Yes, our new listeners.
Let me finish. Now, must win is no different than a don't lose. But for some reason, you have deemed them to be separate.
They are separate.
So I would like you to explain it, because I can already tell by the smirk on your face that you clearly have no way of explaining
how I absolutely don't lose. You couldn't be more wrong. Win
are two different scenarios.
You couldn't be more wrong, my friend. You couldn't be more wrong.
Okay, go.
To all of our new listeners on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Go, boy.
It's way different. For a must win is exactly what it says. You must win that game. You have to win that game, or the consequences are
like a playoff game.
Season over.
Like a playoff game. Right.
Your backs are against the wall.
Okay.
A don't lose is way different. A don't lose is this game is so important to you showing that you are capable of winning games that you need to win. If you lose this, then what can I expect you to win? So go into this week one against the Indianapolis Colts with either Danny Dimes or Anthony Richardson with the expectations that this fan base has on your team. Don't lose to the Colts, dude. Don't lose. It's not a must win.
Besides quarterback, they got some pretty good players on their team.
Name them.
They have Taylor. Don't they still have Taylor?
Yeah.
Their defense is good. They are.
I think you just said things.
No.
I think you did.
You were saying things too with the whole.
You're just like, who are they? You literally gave me Taylor, I think, and then their defense is good.
Yeah. Which is, if you can run the football and play good on defense, you have a chance to win games.
Okay. Well, by all odds makers, they're thought to finish third in the AFC South, which is one of the worst divisions, which leads you to believe they don't have a very talented football team.
And where are the Dolphins?
They are, but the Dolphins have the Bills in their division at least, which is a perennial favorite.
Wait, so
the Bills are the most overwhelming favorite by odds makers of any division winner.
Yeah. Which would say the
South is just
which would suggest that
I'll tell you this: the Dolphins would be overwhelming favorites to win the South.
I can't disagree with that.
Okay, great. So my point is, I haven't declared this yet, but I think explained it.
No, you're throwing don't it out there to see the how mad I'm gonna get.
No, I'm just
say, yes, you are.
If it would be a must win, I would bring that up somewhere along the lines of if the Dolphins started the season 1-3 and they had a game the next week, that's a must win because you need to get yourself off the canvas. But to start off the season, don't lose to the Colts. Like, that is the difference between a must win and a don't lose.
Didn't they lose to the Colts last year?
They did. Yes. Raheem Mostert fumbles. Okay. No Tua though, you know, Snoop Huntley. I think Tim Boyle started that game. It's hard to think. It's all a blur now.
Dude.
But you get the difference now, right? Have I explained it well to you?
No.
Brittany, do you now understand? I don't know if that's the first time you've ever heard don't lose versus a must win, but is it clear?
It's definitely the first time I've ever heard that explanation. I'm trying to find
whether
the
it's a don't lose or a must win, the whole deal is you got to win.
I mean, I don't disagree with Tobin, though. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, don't lose that game.
Thank you.
Don't lose that game.
Thank you. Thank you.
But isn't
that's
it?
All I mean.
I think you agree that it's the same thing.
Don't let
that make it a must win?
Yes.
I think she said what she needs to say here, and you two, with your little oligarchy going on here of trying to sway her back, she's made her stance, which is don't lose that game.
The same thing, okay?
It's not the same thing, Jennifer.
You know,
it's
not the same thing. Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, to be honest with you. That's where we're standing on this one. I mean, I kind of get his explanation. It's like no one's saying it's a must win because a must win is like, again, the difference between going 1-4 and 2-3. This is just make sure don't lose that game. I mean, the Colts are not a good team, and there's no reason why we should lose that game. So
exactly, boom. It's not. This isn't radio hieroglyphics, Leroy. I'm not trying to pull the okey-doke on you.
All you know how to do.
No, that's not true. All right? I'm not trying to pull the hope-a-dope over here. I'm telling you right now, it makes crystal clear sense. And I and by the way, I haven't even declared it a don't lose. I just told you I'm thinking about it.
Which basically means yes. That
Well, maybe. Maybe. But I'm not declaring it a must win. That's ridiculous. It's week one. Now, is there a week?
I like explaining this.
Hmm?
Aaron Rodgers, if he's going to return next year. I didn't say I was going to return. I said, if I return.
That's a fair, but that's a fair argument, Leroy. I didn't say I wasn't, but if I don't.
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
That's not crazy, listen, though. That's not crazy.
We may be headed towards a don't lose. And then we got to have a show 'em who's boss game coming up on week two against the Patriots. And then we got a statement game coming up week three against.
They're not even a quarter through the season, and we've touched them all.
I know. Heavy stakes. And this joint practice is not exactly giving me a lot of confidence.
Thanks, Timbo. I appreciate that.
Well, see, I agree with Dade South. Don't lose means you're better than that team. Don't lose. Simple.
Right. It is simple. But Leroy wants to make it out like I don't know what I'm talking about. Like I'm the quack.
I mean, you are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but that's another conversation.
We'll take a break here on the show here on FM 104.3 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and in your ears on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps. Take a break. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I want to let you know one more time today, if you guys want to win tickets to see Zach Brown, the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas, we got a contest for you that is easy to enter. You log on to the Odyssey app, you listen to WQM for 1 hour, and you're entered. For more chances, listen every day, and you might win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zach Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Just log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's odyssey.com/ZAC. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. By the way, according to Marcel Louis Jacques from ESPN, Miami Dolphins reporter, Zach Sealer broke up the fight between the two teammates.
Of course he did. Because guess why?
Man,
stop fighting or you got to deal with me.
You think he just grumbles and he goes, rrr.
Or gives him the eye?
No, he just says, enough.
That's enough. Whatever you say, Mr. Sealer.
Do you think you see like cattle going before he gets to them?
Do you think like he shows up via horseback?
Yeah.
The cowboy you guys know what like, we're talking about. He appears on his head and he's like, hey, boys, stop.
He has some straw in his
mouth. Yeah. Like it just transforms.
According to reporters, boots on the ground there, the Dolphins offense not looking great. Defense looking a lot better.
That's camp.
Also in the midst of all this, the Dolphins fought each other on the sidelines. According to reporters, Jordan Brooks fought a teammate on the sidelines.
That's the old blame game, boys. Nothing need to worry about it. Serious.
Have you seen a fight break out besides when you're facing each other? Has that ever happened? Did you do joint practices back in the day? Was that a thing?
Yeah.
Did that ever happen where you guys were fighting each other?
We used to practice. There's two teams we used to practice against every year. When I was in Cleveland, we would practice against the Bears when Dave Wannstedt was the coach, and we used to practice against the Giants. And then when I got to Minnesota, we would practice against the Saints, and I want to say Kansas City because they both practice in Wisconsin.
Pretty wild. Man.
I remember one year, like, you don't remember Buddy Ryan in that 46 defense, right? Which was just it was 9-10-man fronts all the time. Everybody covered up. They were stopping the run. But we still ran all these 9-on-7 drills with this defense. So we got, you know, 9 guys, they got 10. And we're doing run game. We practice against them the last week of the season, or preseason, played against them in the preseason game. The next week before our season started, everybody goes, I'm still sore from last week. It was crazy.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, Dolphins right now. Nothing else to it. The biggest story of the day is they're fighting each other. Tua threw a couple of picks. One of them was tipped.
That, again, the fighting each other is a blame game kind of thing. Somebody calling you out, you know, where you need to be, you taking offense to it, and then that's got to be dealt with. That happens. When you practice and you plan these, you know, have these practices, everything's scheduled. So you're not just going out there running offense. They go, hey, we're going to run this play. Yeah, we're going to run this defense. Let's see how it works out. Might not be the best call for that situation. And so the defense is usually a little bit ahead. That's why you pay attention to, like, one-on-one pass rush, one-on-one routes, things of that nature. 7-on-7, right, where it gives you a little room, and then you run the last little team drills or the run drills. The defense dominates usually.
Omar Kelly says that Keon Smith is ending practice in Jonas Savatinaya's spot. We haven't found him. So I don't know if the Dolphins rookie left guard got banged up or whatnot. So keep post on that. But that would obviously be bad news. And then according to David Ferronis, we finally got it. Big brouhaha at the Dolphins-Bears joint practice. Started with Kevin Byard and D. Eskridge, so DB and wide receivers, Leroy said. Then Tyreek Stevenson and Aaron Brewer get into it with Stevenson's hand in Brewer's face mask. Mike McDaniel and Tyreek Hill got in there to separate guys.
Break his hand. You put your hand in my face mask.
Just do the shake.
Oh, it's going. I'm going to shake, twist. Yeah.
Don't point your hand in my face.
Yep.
I would love to see somebody try and do that to Zach Sealer. Be like, that's the end of you.
Some of these guys, though, are so strong that when you do it, they just rip your helmet off.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't fight. I was too tired to fight. I'm going to just be honest. It's camp. You have 2-a-days back then. I'm not fighting. That's burning extra energy.
Ooh, we have a bit of heat news that just came across. The Miami Heat have just tweeted out. It said, injury update. Haywood Highsmith underwent successful surgery this morning to repair a meniscal tear in his right knee, which he suffered while training in Baltimore. He'll begin rehabilitation immediately. He's expected to miss 8 to 10 weeks.
Ooh.
As Tim Reynolds points out, opening night is 10 and a half weeks away.
So he'll
probably be back at the start of the season, sometime around the start of the season, yeah. I think.
But it's crazy because they tell you what they went into repair, but sometimes you have other stuff in there and they kind of clean it up. So it could have been the other portion of cleanup, because I know guys that had meniscus tears, they got it snipped, and they were back in a couple of weeks. So it had to be something else also.
Travis Wingfield tweets out, a brutal red zone period ends with Tremaine Edmonds, former Bills linebacker, now with the Bears, picking off Tua. The Bears dominated that period.
Again, don't make a whole lot of it.
You know people are, you know people aren't going to be reasonable about this.
I know.
I hope you know that.
I know, but you have to put things in context.
I'm going
to
try and be a big boy about this.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be mature about this.
I can tell.
I'm not bothered.
I can tell the disgust that you read that tweet with, that you're not going to be reasonable. Stop it.
Dade Stout says, I thought that Tobin mispronounced minuscule. Well, listen, I did mess up corroborate earlier, so I can't really defend myself.
Corroborate.
We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy on FM 104.3 WQAM. Our final segment coming on up. We will play a little You're Dead to Me to close out the week. We're back after this.
You're dead to me.
It's that time on a Friday. You're dead to me. Close things out on an exciting day here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Our first full day here on the FM dial. You'll hear now officially almost 24 hours fully in the books here on FM 104.3. Hockman, Crowder, Solana coming up after us today. Reminder, Game Day Uncensored will come your way on Sunday at 11 a.m. as we get ready for Dolphins, Bears. And I didn't have a You Dead to Me until we just got on the air just now. And that is a tweet that I just read from Omar Kelly. Julian Hill, touchdown pass from Zach Wilson. Called back because of a procedural penalty by
Julian Hill.
Julian Hill. So, my Hard Rock account, you're dead to me because I am going to lose so much money on this guy this year because of things like this. I mean, I am just such an idiot that I have to go into this thing just based on principle.
Is Darren Waller practicing yet?
No. No, they said Mike McDaniel did this move. It's a tricky spot because we have joint practices. To my thought was like, excuse me, Mike, shouldn't you have maybe practiced him in the non-padded practices to get him into football type activities? And now, oh, it's a little hard to bring him back to football when football has started. Whatever. I'm just sitting here. What am I? I'm just a dope on the radio. But anyway, I can't believe I'm about to walk into another season of this with Julian Hill.
How you get teased in camp?
I don't know. Jeez. I don't know. But I have no one to blame but myself. So my Hard Rock account, dead to me. It is. It's gonna take a beating. Leroy, who's dead to you or what?
Preseason.
Oh.
And part of the reason why is because a lot of people don't understand the purpose of preseason. You go in there looking at your team and want your team to win under all circumstances. And if they don't have success in the preseason, you think it's because they're not going to be very good. And I would say you have to temper that, right? Keep in mind, without a game plan, defenses usually always win. And start from there and then kind of evaluate from that point on. You know, when you talk about one-on-one pass rush, like not a team setting where you got to work next to a guy. And you just got to put it in its proper perspective. And so I hate it because a lot of times you hear regular season comments about players without fully understanding what camp is. Camp is to get you ready for the season. And when you practice against other teams, it has more to do about how do you compete? How do you, you know, defend or something like that more than whether you're having success as a group, because everything is very fundamental, simple, no game plan or whatever. So that's why preseason is dead to me. Not that they're not getting ready for the season, but fans tend to get a little bit more aggravated in preseason than they should.
What else? Who's dead to you, Jennifer?
Scooby's pretty angry right now. I apologize. Calm down, Scooby. The first bark of 104.3. So I didn't really also have a dead to me because I've been so busy with a headache since yesterday. And it's because, you know, I forgot that a new station would come with so much back work. And then things are changing. There's the access goes in and out. I just got logged out of Twitch. It's just a whole bunch of complications that I didn't really need. But here we are. That's dead to me on a Friday.
You're dead.
I'm still confused on exactly what is dead to you. So just the legwork is dead to you?
Just like the extra work that Yeah. And then I have to communicate with not just one person. It's like five other people on the back end. And trying to get regain access is just too much for me right now.
You feel like it's a bunch of like elves in the back end, Leroy, like the people who run the back end labyrinth.
Yeah. Follow the yellow brick road. They're just like going back and they're working like, you know. Why do you make it sound like you're living an episode of Flintstones?
Yeah.
It's a little. Ding, ding,
ding, ding. That is my life every single day. Smithen. Look, I appreciate and I'm very grateful to have this job, but you know what? Sometimes just the annoying part of it is when you're trying to get access all over again. It's just not it for me.
Brittany, who's dead to you?
So I tried expeditiously hard to not come up with something F1, but nothing made me that angry this week except for okay. F1 Twitter. F1 Twitter is dead to me.
Wow.
They are dead, to me. Dead no, to me. Seriously, because last week, Lewis Hamilton posts this like really mysterious video of like follow the smoke and all this stuff. And then in an interview last week, like I told you guys, he had said like, oh, you know, I'm useless. He was very emotional. He was very, you know, not doing well last weekend's race. So he had made a comment that like I said earlier this week, they're on a summer hiatus right now. So he had said that like they had asked him, oh, what is your summer break going to look like? Are you gonna, like planning all this travel, this, that, and the other? He was like, oh, there's going to be tears, lots of tears. And then he couples that with this like mysterious like follow the smoke promotion thing. And F1 Twitter has took this and ran with it. You want to talk about making something out of nothing? Put up Tobin's board right now, because these people swore that he was going to announce his retirement, and it caused this mass hysteria. My Twitter, my TikTok was full of people like, if Lewis Hamilton announces his retirement, my life is over. And I'm like, you guys, like, bring back media literacy. Open up the schools. Summer break is over. Everybody needs to go back to school. Bring back media literacy. Bring back comprehension skills. Because he owns a non-alcoholic tequila company called Almave, and they had posted something about smoke as well. So it doesn't take a genius to understand that he was just promoting his tequila. So he announced today.
They should go ahead and sue them for emotional distress.
I wasn't distressed because I can have reading comprehension skills. Other people don't. It was just annoying that everybody was just like swearing that this man was going to retire. And then so to this morning, guess what it was?
How long have you been on this earth?
25 years.
And you're just now figuring out that people react to things that
I understand, Leroy, but that's what's said to me, because all week they've just annoyed they've just annoyed me to my last nth degree, because it's just obviously he was not going to retire. So yes, he announced that he came out with like a smoky non-alcoholic tequila today. I don't know, which is stupid within itself, but regardless. Hey,
that's non-alcoholic tequila. You know what that's called? Juice.
Yes, people make
it. It is probably better than actual tequila. So I don't like tequila.
So. I love tequila. Why would you want a non-alcoholic tequila? Like, what does that even taste like?
I don't know. You should buy a bottle. I've been really wanting to buy a bottle.
It tastes like Playa.
I've been really wanting to try bottle. Like, I really wanted to try, but.
Did he like quit drinking or something?
Yeah,
like,
he's why sober. Can't he? Yeah, he's vegan. He's sober. He's all of those things. So.
You know what? I don't mean to be rude. I'm happy for everybody's sobriety. Don't get me wrong. Everybody's journey is their own.
I don't think he had a problem. I think he just made a decision to like not.
Well, then I got to tell you something. You got to pick something else to endorse. Make an energy drink. Yeah, because
he's trying to branch out and then be relatable to other people who are sober on Tobin.
Yeah, here's what I was told by a buddy who quit drinking, right? Because he had a drinking problem. He said he doesn't even like drinking the mixers that he used to mix
right.
with.
Like,
so why would you drink, you know, the same items, just non-alcoholic? You're basically just leading down that same path, so that next thing you know, you're gonna be back to drinking tequila.
I just don't understand the point of it. It feels like somebody got on board for a Lewis Hamilton tequila. He makes this decision, and then they're like, ugh. But he's one of the more famous drivers in the world, so you're kind of pot committed. and you're like, guess what, guys? We're going to go non-alcoholic here.
Yeah, like, I don't really understand.
Like, how do we tell him?
It's like $40 a bottle. You think I'm going to pay $40 for a non-alcoholic tequila? No.
He should have just made it organic. Organic tequila.
I don't know if tequila's not organic, so I'm not really sure. It comes from plants, agave plants. I don't think it gets more organic than that.
Well, he needs to agave me a better option.
I don't disagree. I knew that was going to be the selling point of this argument. I was hoping that we would breeze past the non-alcoholic tequila, but we couldn't.
Well, I'm sorry, but no, you know, it's okay, look, it's okay. You brought up F1, and I'm happy that you know you're so enraged by these idiots. But I also am just very stuck in the mode of he's making what?
I understand. It's okay.
Look, sometimes things work for people, and you just will never understand why.
Like, I've heard of a non-alcoholic beer, but there are people who genuinely like the taste of beer. Like, I don't know many people who love the taste of tequila. You like, the part of the thing of tequila is, the reason I like it, especially after heat losses, is it tastes like sadness.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, there's...
So you feed sadness with sadness?
Yeah, like, that's one of the reasons, like, after, like... When Domantas Sabonis beats my team on a putback and I drive 2 hours home from the arena, I need to taste the sadness. And then nothing really brings that home quite like tequila.
I don't. Apparently, he got the stamp of approval from one of the Mexican drivers. They're like, "Oh, this is delicious," and I'm just like, "I don't really. It doesn't really. It's not a selling point for me. I'm not really sure that his non-alcoholic tequila is doing that well. To be honest with you."
Shocking we didn't get an honest assessment from one of the more famous athletes on the planet. Anyway, it was a lovely first day here on FM for us here on Tobin and Leroy. Exciting times. Thanks to everybody who tuned in to FM 104.3 WQAM. Everybody have a great weekend. Again, I'll be on with you guys on Sunday. We got Game Day Uncensored coming your way at 11 a.m. to get ready for the 1 o'clock kickoff. Dolphins and Bears, so tune into that, and we will talk to you rascals as a group on Monday.
I mean, it was so beautiful.
I got a tight ass.
Can anybody corroborate this?
I see y'all when I see y'all.